Federal investigators today returned to the site of a deadly plane crash in Connecticut. They're trying to figure out why a World War II-era bomber, a B-17, went down just minutes after takeoff. 7 of the 13 people on board died. The plane was owned by a Massachusetts nonprofit. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports new details are emerging, but it could be a long time before the cause of the crash is known.
Here's what we know. Pilot Ernest McCauley radioed the control tower at Bradley International Airport a little before 10 in the morning. He just lifted off in a Boeing B-17, and now he wanted to turn around. You can hear his conversation with the air traffic controller on a scratchy cockpit recording.
And what's the reason for coming back?
Got number four engine. We'd like to repair and blow it out.
The number four engine is the problem, McCauley says. Was that or any other problem known before the flight? That's one question investigators at the National Transportation Safety Board will be asking the plane's owner, the Collings Foundation of Stowe, Massachusetts. Jennifer Homendy is part of the NTSB team reviewing the crash.
We do have witness statements, not official statements, but some things that have been sent in to witness at ntsb.gov that have stated they saw work being conducted on one or two engines prior to takeoff.
But engine trouble may not fully explain the crash, says Keith Mackey. He's a pilot and safety consultant who occasionally flew the very same B-17 in the 1990s.
They're going to investigate the weight of the aircraft, how heavy it was, how much fuel was on board, because with the loss of a single engine, this should not have been any problem.
Mackey says the plane should have been able to land safely with one or even two engines out, unless there was something else wrong, too. Federal records show that vintage planes owned by the Collings Foundation have been involved in 5 other accidents since 1987. No one died in the previous incidents, but they underscore the challenge of maintaining aging aircraft.
When it comes to some of the older equipment, it probably does take a fair amount of effort.
Mark Millam is a vice president at the Flight Safety Foundation in Virginia.
You know, just the monitoring that might have to be done on the aircraft in terms of what is the current status of all the equipment on board.
Investigators say they won't know the status of all equipment right away. Crash investigations often take a year or longer. But, they say, enough of the plane is intact to make a thorough analysis possible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.